Hi, sweetheart.
Oh.
Sorry, I feel like a pest phoning you.
So, hang on, have you got to go in 15 minutes?
No, I haven't. Yeah, so this match this afternoon, I feel like I'm going to the gallows.
Oh, okay. I'm going to the pub to watch it.
Oh, are you? Those effing shite bastard scousers, I hate them. All this stuff about Roman, I knew this was going to happen. They're all bloody jealous, that's all. As if any other club wouldn't have taken his money. They make you sick. Anyway, bollocks to all of that. I'll show you these. I went and bought a load of jigsaws off his mum yesterday. Got those. That'll keep me quiet, yeah?
Yeah, bloody hell.
I know. Right, where's John coming back? Has he shown you what he's got?
Yeah.
Shit, what a present.
Mm.
I just hope he doesn't do a Leah Salonga and F off to bloody Broadway, something more lucrative. And I lost all the money on the flights. That was fabulous. I won't walk to the end of the street to see that bitch now. But anyway.
I thought you had seen her.
No, not knowingly. She came on the proms, but I never didn't know she was coming. It's a surprise guest, Leah for Cass.
Oh, right. I thought you did see her in the end.
No, I didn't. She cancelled the concert, and I'm telling you, John, it was an absolute fluke that I saw she'd cancelled. I could have flown out there for that. I think I might have killed myself. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
John, I'm not laughing. I kept getting emails from this theatre, and I kept deleting them, and then one
what,
day
cancelled gig, cancelled gig, I believe.
Yeah. No, it was nothing like that. I thought, hang on, what did that email say? And I went back to it. Don't worry, everybody, we've got just as good a replacement or something. And I started reading it, and I realised she'd cancelled it. I've never been so close to going to something.
Who was it,
in
like,
my life.
Lionel Richie or something like that?
No, it was just some woman that I'd never heard of, but it wasn't the point. I don't know what I'd have done if I'd have got there and she'd have... I'd have had to tell everybody she was ill because of the humiliation. Anyway, that's a draw there. So, I feel really sorry for Frank Lampard after that game yesterday.
Yeah. He played well,
these referees, they want killing, some of them.
Oh,
they're
right.
Bloody awful. Everything that rests on their inept decisions. But anyway, whatever. So, tell me about this Works Do, sweetheart. Was it okay?
Yeah, it was great. Went to this place near work, called Jack's Yard. It's
I'm just putting my Yorkshire puddings in the oven, just a minute.
Okay.
Hang on. Heat. Get on top of those roast potatoes.
Is any of that homemade?
Yeah. Roast lamb, roast potatoes.
Yeah, but the roast potatoes will be out of a box, won't they?
No, you little shit. Can you see Precious Baby?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Go on, carry on telling me about this.
I know you were looking at Yorkshire puddings.
Oh, do you want to see them?
No, I don't want to see them. They'll be Aunt Bessie's.
Well, yeah. No, they're not. They're Iceland. Shut up.
Oh, God. Iceland Yorkshire puddings are like a wretch.
Get lost. I'm just hiding my jowl neck. Go on, carry on. So, what did you have to eat?
Loads of stuff came down. It was just endlessly bringing you food. I had a creme caramel for dessert. That's all I remember.
I think I might burp in a minute.
Okay.
Forewarning you.
Thanks for forewarning.
What time did you get home?
Not well. It stopped. We started at about 12, so I got back about 11:30.
Oof. Rat arse with alcohol.
No, I watched. I was like, it's a work thing. I don't want to.
Projectile vomiting.
That'd be hilarious. People were being sick, actually. So people were,
honestly.
Yeah, not in front of you. Like they were just absolutely hammered.
Too much drink.
Yeah,
and I'm impressed with your response to that, John. To not, but she just sleeps all the time there. Sorry, John. Oh, can you see my little unit behind me?
No, that's new, is it?
Yeah.
Right, show it me. Hang on. Come on.
I had that dresser there, which. I sold to.
Right, you sold it.
Yeah, what do you think? This is a charity. Somebody didn't give me this. And then I bought that in the hall. You've seen that,
haven't you? Oh, right. Shit. Well, I think I have, but not on film.
Well, I had that thing with four baskets in it.
Yeah. That's they're a massive improvement.
Yeah, there you go, you see. The queen of style. And then you go up into my bedroom, it's got a tumble dryer in it.
Are you serious?
Well, I had nowhere else to put it, John. It's in the corner.
Oh, Mum, you're joking. What a...
I know it is. I'm well aware of that. I'm well aware of it.
Mum, like that. Oh, you've got a tumble dryer in your bedroom.
Yeah. Do you want me to show it, yeah?
No, it makes me depressed. Why have you got a tumble dryer in your bedroom?
Well, when I go away on a...
Is it like there at night going...
No, I very rarely use it. Like when I came back from a holiday, when I went to the White Suites in November, it looked like a Chinese laundry in the lounge, right? There was stuff everywhere. Now, little knit bits like socks, knicks, bras, swimsuits.
Swimsuits?
Yeah. What are you on about? John, I'm well aware it's not ideal, but there was nowhere... Look, next door's got hers in her conservatory.
I'd sooner it be in a conservatory than your bedroom.
Well, who goes in my bedroom? Yes. Me and Ella.
Yeah, true. Get yeah, there's not a queue of men in there.
I'm well aware, John, it's not ideal, but that's where it is. So
it's like something out of the royal family.
I'm sure it is, yeah. Somebody said to me, just cover it up with like a tablecloth or something. I've got things on it. I've got my audio tapes. I listened to the end of The Empty House this morning. I was laughing the other day when... You know this expression that this minister came out with about Putin going full tonto? It's my favourite expression. Gone full tonto, whatever that means. Sky News were in a Russian press conference and this woman's going berserk. Have we got Sky News here? Yeah. Can you answer the question? Has Putin gone full tonto? That was hysterical. No, she said no, he's not. But she wasn't happy. Well, what do you think of Biden, John? Take politics out of it. What do you think of Biden? Does he inspire you with confidence? Says he's double diapered up in his adult diapers.
I will admit, it is quite hard watching him.
I watched him in that press conference and I was like, what is coming next?
He's clearly he clearly doesn't want any American troops dead.
Great. That was the best thing I heard.
So what's your problem with him? Are you talking about Biden personally?
Pardon?
Are you talking about him as a person?
Him? He's too old, John.
Have you heard what Trump... Have you heard the shit Trump comes out with at the minute? He called Putin a genius.
When?
Googled...
Oh, well, yeah, but I believe
him. Why would I lie about that?
No, you wouldn't.
So...
I just think Biden, though...
Who cares? At least my concerns right.
Hey, no, he's the leader of the free world. I said to Phil, he's gone AWOL.
Mum, but he...
I mean, I texted the other day, I said, Biden's gone AWOL. He says, it says who? I said, the BBC said nobody's seen him since the Russians invaded, I was going to say Kuwait then, Ukraine. He says, oh, he'll just be putting his adult diaper on. And then later on, he says he's being wheeled back to his cot. It's not funny.
You're
laughing.
It's
not funny. Well, he needs to just be sedated in a room and put outside. He's not up to it.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about politics.
Keep him out of
I'm judging him on that. I don't know what you're judging him on. His ability to wear a diaper.
His age. He's too old for that job.
Okay.
As for Boris, you know I love Boris. I feel so sorry for him. Day Thursday, all COVID restrictions ended. Normality on its way back. Putin invades Ukraine. You couldn't make it up. Goes from one nightmare to another. Anyway, I'm on massive cutbacks here. I got an email from Shell Energy. Your £110 a month standing order to pay for your gas and electric is going up to £230 a month. I phoned them up. I said, it's effing not. Forget it. I said, I'll sort that bill out, you're not.
What do you think about all that, the energy stuff?
Say that again.
What do you think about all the energy bill stuff? Because mine's ours have gone up.
Well, it's like a horror film, an absolute horror film. But I've told them, do not put mine up. Every month I'm going to look at it. If it's I owe them some money, I'll send what I owe. They're not just dipping into my account for £230 a month. Well, it's horrendous, John. Absolutely horrendous. But anyway, not a lot to say, really. So maybe if we win, phone me later.
Yeah. Right.
So I'll speak to you next Saturday.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. I don't want to feel like I'm pestering you, phoning you up, and I only contacted you yesterday. I like to talk. I can talk to you. You're the only one I can talk to, but we won't go into that. All right, sweetheart. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sweetheart. God, what an amazing whatever. I've just come in. I've had al fresco lunch outside at Joyce's.
All right.
Yeah, pizza, chips, homemade soup, glass of Prosecco. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just putting your brightness up so I can see you.
Put me on dim. Let me just see what our website. Right, okay. I'll watch it later.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm trying to see what else I've sent you this week that you didn't reply to. Let's have a look. Oh, this is on a big screen. You saw where I put my tumble dryer?
Is that seriously where it's gone?
Yeah, well, it's better than where it was, in the corner of my bedroom.
But how do you get into your bedroom?
Well, you climb over, I've got a stepping stool.
You're joking?
No, I just...
Slither over it with your slim physique. Do you just do a somersault over the washing machine?
No, it's my hips crash into that tumble dryer.
Are you joking?
No, actually, it's not, that gap's a lot bigger.
It's not though, Mum. Yeah, I have lived in that house for 18 years. I know what it was like.
No, it's okay. It's fabulous. I'm just going to push somebody's tablets through a letterbox. Swallow me, I'm going to write on the packet. It's from a cow. Sat now like that all the time. And then I'm here today, just been round to for lunch, and tomorrow I'm going to the Queen's.
Oh. Are they part of the Chippy Club?
They're Chippy Club. Yeah, but you see, I'm the only one that's been invited.
Oh, it's her birthday.
It's her birthday, you see. She's not, I'm her super friend.
How are you getting there?
She's picking me and Ellie up.
Oh, so you can get tanked up then?
No, well, I haven't been drinking since Chelsea won that World Club, whatever. I had a drink on Friday, Wednesday, when they actually got through the FA Cup. I thought I was going to vomit during that game. It was horrific. But anyway.
Okay, good week then.
Yeah,
I'm not going to talk about it much. I thought Chelsea played brilliantly last weekend.
I can't.
I was so proud of them.
John, I can't. Well, we won't talk about it, but I'll just tell you this. About 10 minutes to go, I couldn't cope, right?
Mm.
So I was sort of like, well, I went and did my iron in the kitchen. Obviously, I could hear it. Then extra time. So who knows what I did then? Oh, I know what I did. I sat in the lounge next to the fire, and I had Sherlock Holmes on in there, and I could see sideways onto the TV, so I knew what was happening. Pissed off, beyond pissed off. Hated it. Cook sent a photo.
It was a great game in spite of that. I'm talking, you're on your phone.
I know, no, just sent me this.
I don't care.
Right, okay. Okay, right, I'm here.
No, but it was a great game in spite of their disallowed goal. If we'd have conceded that, we'd have just got beat, and I wouldn't want that.
I loathe Liverpool, beyond loathing. And Well, and then also this all this shit about Chelsea. Then John Terry, that bastard Labour MP, he's got to take that back immediately, what he said about... I don't think he has to. He can think what he wants about bloody Abramovich. But the press seem to be thriving on it. See, envy of you as Chelsea, that's it. I mean, they're the most successful Premiership club there is.
That's not true. That's not true.
Hang on a minute. It is, cup-wise. Since Abramovich came to Chelsea, they've won more cups than any other team.
Okay, yeah, that's the key there. You just said the most successful team. What does that mean?
No, but that's one hell of an achievement.
Well, yeah.
But if they'd have gone out of the FA Cup on Wednesday night, I might have had to top myself.
Okay.
I have. You know what I think? Did you watch the FA Cup draw?
I never watched. I don't know why you watch it.
That draw, right, was an abomination.
What do you expect them to do, like cartwheels?
Right. Right, listen to this. Airhead woman presenting it. Get them on. I can't be doing with it, right? So she says to Gareth Gates, Southgate, whoever, get the balls in the whatever. I thought he was going to drop them on the floor. Well, this is hilarious. Now, have you ever seen a draw where...
I don't think I've ever seen a draw.
Right, no, listen. Down the side of the screen, it's got Chelsea number 5, United 18.
Yeah.
So as a number comes out, do you know who it is? No. Let's not do that. Let's wait till that silly bitch tells you number 8 is Chelsea. Pathetic. Who've we got? Middlesbrough. We'll have to ask them, obviously.
They all beat Spurs and United.
And?
Wow.
Well, we've beaten Spurs and... Who is this? Oh, we're here, bollocks. John, don't go.
All right.
Don't go, whatever you do.
What a dream of it, man.
My gardener's here. Don't go. You're not to go. Not having it. I'm just FaceTiming my son. Sally's coming to get him. All right. Thank you. Bye. I'll speak to him once. Oh, he's gone. Where are you, John? Come back. Oh, here he is. He's here. Just hang on, John. So you're getting, obviously you need to get in the sink and everything. Right, I'm here. Right, John, I'm here.
Last week. No, go on.
Go on.
No, go on.
Last week what?
No, go on. Tell me this, finish this point.
What
about FA Cup draw.
The FA Cup draw?
Yeah.
Well, it was awful. So, as I said, in the olden days, down the side of the screen would be the number against every football team.
Yeah.
But there was none of that. So you had to wait until he pulled it out and said, number this, and she'd tell you who it was. Useless. That game on BT's 0-0, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crap. I was watching it.
Oh, hang on. Talk of the devil.
You're joking.
How'd you like
that? That is weird.
Leicester 61.
All right.
Oh, I'd rather Leeds win. I don't like Leicester, the boy. Ellie goes and his dog. Oh, Ellie's just under the table, never makes a noise, never does anything. There was a bloke sat behind, is why I'm pointing at this, sat behind on the table every time. He's like this, death glaring. God, what's going on here? I think somebody's just come in the house. No, that one. Anyway, I said I thought that bloke was going to come over and attack me. The other day, but oh yeah, buddy, stop barking. Should have got a cattle prod. Couldn't stop barking then. Anyway, yeah, so I made some homemade leek and potato soup for dinner. Actually, I feel positively sick. I've had that and pizza and chips and 2 glasses of Prosecco. I feel sick.
Moments ago you said I've not drank since. You just drank an hour ago.
Oh no, I'm not drinking gin anymore. I've started just drinking Prosecco.
That's not stopping drinking, is it?
No, honestly, I haven't had a drink until Wednesday night. What?
No excuse.
No, no, I'm not. I ain't had a drink till Wednesday night this week. And then when Chelsea won,
so you had soup, pizza, chips, and two glasses of Prosecco. Yeah.
And some homemade soup. I feel sick, actually.
Is that from the booze or the food?
Oh, God, no. It's probably the food, actually. I keep rethinking that pizza.
What was wrong with it?
Nothing. It was Pizza Express pizza. Mm. Feels sick. Have you spoken to
Today.
What, actually spoke to him?
No. Well, I messaged him because, you know, obviously he's going to New Jersey to watch Paul McCartney. I walked past a poster of it said Ed Sheeran was playing in Scotland on the same day. So I sent him a picture saying, Ticketmaster do refunds, because obviously...
Does he not like Ed Sheeran?
He hates him. Well, we both do. Yeah, I just sent him a poster saying, I presume you didn't see this.
Yeah, Jesus. I won't go and see him if he was singing at the end of the street. He's doing Glastonbury, yeah, he is, yeah. Can't he?
Yeah.
Now, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't sing this new shit. We only want old shit.
Some of his new shit, though, is all right.
People don't want to hear it, John, and whatever he thinks, they don't.
What would you want to hear him play?
I don't want to hear him singing Get Back. That lasts about 15 hours.
Get Back? Oh, no, you mean Hey Jude.
Yeah, on that one.
No, hang on, Get Back, it's good.
Yeah, I didn't mean Get Back. Hey Jude.
Get Back.
Hey, let's sing Hey Jude for 3 hours.
Nah.
I don't like him to sing. I don't know.
Do you like the Beatles?
I love the Beatles. I like Paul McCartney. He's fabulous.
And you can't name... You just went to name one song and you got it wrong. Right, name one. I'm interested to know what you'd be up there boogieing around.
Right, what would I like him to sing?
We can work it out.
Can't buy me love.
Yeah.
Love. Like that, just like that.
Yeah.
Like a little mop.
You'd be escorted out of the stadium.
Yeah, can't buy me love. I suppose he's got to do Yesterday. And then
what about Got to Get You Into My Life?
It's only all right in the coach. It's not like it used to be when we used to go to the Plough. God, some of those nights walking home from there, I don't know what got on. God, anyway, never mind.
Yeah, because you used to sink a bottle of Prosecco and then about 4 gin and tonics, didn't you?
Just don't remind me. Horror film time. Just got a text before from, I won't tell you it was off because you don't know him. I met her on a cruise 4 or 5 years ago. I just chatted to her on the deck all afternoon and we made friends on Facebook and we've kept in touch. She just messaged me then. Kath, I'm coming to the White Suites when you're there in April. I can't freaking believe it. She said, I can't wait to see you. I've got all these friends. There's somebody else coming as well.
How do they know you're there?
I've told her. Because every time she messages me, how are you, blah, 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 I say, I'm going to the White Suites, why aren't you coming? Who is she frigging is? She's hiring a mobility scooter while she's she's waiting for 2 knee replacements. I said, well, I'm all right, as I never got off the sunbed.
My next question was, how old is this one? You just sort of answered that for me by saying she has a mobility scooter.
I wouldn't like to say how old she was. About, I think you're possibly younger than me, I don't know.
She's awaiting 2 knee replacements.
She's hiring a mobility scooter. I said, get one with a back seat and I'll jump on. We'll go touring round the shops.
What if she goes like pitching into the pool?
Hilarious. And then, which I feel sorry for him, you know. I went and looked at that building site. You cannot believe it. It's just a swamp. That's nothing's happening in.
What building site?
Well, he's building this new house. That's why he's staying at mine. It's never going to happen. I can't tell you what it's like.
Sounds like something out of Shrek.
Shrek? It's horrible. Nightmare. Anyway, God, I think I'm going to be sick or burnt, one of the two. Projectile vomiting onto the screen. Can you imagine that, seeing it all drip down?
Like James Bond with blood.
John Foley.
I'm down on your phone as John Foley, just in case you didn't know which John was.
Well, no, I think it was Lodger John, you see. He's called Lodger John.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want to send stuff I send to you to him by mistake.
And vice versa.
Well, no, not really. So has it come, that message?
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, you've got to put it in perspective. It's a frigging football match, isn't it?
It's much more than that, Mum.
Well, it is. But then he's got all this other stuff going on.
I suppose when you look at it like that, then it is just... I suppose when you look at it like that, then it is just a football match, because there are bigger things happening.
It was the biggest thing happening for me.
Say no more.
I tell you what I think's outrageous, that Everton goal getting this penalty on Sam.
Oh, yeah.
It's outrageous. He's had an apology. Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, cheers.
We'll get relegated, but we'll stick that on the bloody wall. It's not right. But really sorry about that decision. Yeah, thanks. Bloody outrageous.
I hope he does well. I still love Frank, obviously.
I do.
Top. He's really? Called. You called him Top Banana.
Well, he is Top Banana. Top Banana, Frank.
What does that mean, Top Banana?
Just Top Banana.
Oh, right. Is that what it means? Okay.
You're Top Banana.
Who? Yeah. Is everyone Top Banana?
No.
Okay.
Klopp's not Top Banana, he's a piece of shit. Not Top Banana, shit banana. Precious! Oh, she's jumped up!
Yeah. Not there, no.
Did you mention to about my party?
No, did you?
I sent her a little reminder text, but she never replies. I don't know if she ever gets them.
Don't think she wants to come. No, I don't know.
No, she. Next time you have any communication, I'm going to be sick in a minute. Oh, pardon me. That's better. Next time you see her, just say to her, did you get that message about my mum's 70th? God, what a crock.
While my mum was holding back her vomit and burping, she was saying...
Yeah. I'm just looking at how filthy the windows are on the inside. Not a lot of point in cleaning the outside. Still can't see out. All right, sweetie pie. I hope they win today, John. I might phone you if they do. And say they've won. God. Oh, got a back itching.
Right,
sweetie pie. The highlight of my week is over again. My baby. All right. Love you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye.